our holy Orthodox churches are scandalously liberalized in America. In other words, if you go to a Russian Orthodox church in this country, it's all liberal.
They've punked out.
They didn't punk out like gay priests. Ain't never heard of no homosexual priests in no man country. What kind of mess is this? Wait a minute. The final collapse has come in the election of Barack Obama. His speed in the past 3 months has been truly impressive. His spending of money, printing, has been a record-setting, not just in America's short history, but in the world. In other words, that man printed more money
in the history of
the world, man.
Just cranking out the cash.
And if this keeps up for more than a year, this Russian writer says, and there is no sign that it will not, America at best will resemble a Weimar Republic, and at the worst, Zimbabwe.
Be wiped out.
Brother, we gonna be, jeez.
Everybody's having to drop airplanes full of food over in Zimbabwe. You know what, man? That means they're broke, they have nothing, and all the people in power have taken
everything. I won't be
able
to sell my house. My house ain't gonna be worth a quarter.
Everything gonna be worth nothing. Because the government has taken over the car industry, they're gonna force people to buy a certain kind of car that nobody really wants, but that'll be what's handed to everybody. Buy this car or nothing. And give up your old car.
The article goes on. I know I'm going over an hour, but that's okay. It's worth it. The article goes on and says, then came Barack Obama's command that General Motors president stepped down from leadership of his company. That's correct, dear reader. In the land of pure free markets, the American president now has a power to self-given power to fire CEOs, and we can assume other employees of private companies at will. Come hither, go dither. The criterion commands his minions. The centurion commands his minions. That's what he's calling Barack Obama.
And the guy that he appointed to run the car company said, I don't know anything about cars.
This is ridiculous. But you know what? I would hope that my children who voted for Barack Obama would listen to this webcast. And I would ask them, what in the heck did you do? When I go and see my children now, Mark, I don't have discussions about this man there. I tell them, I love you because you're my offspring. You have my grandchildren. I will always love you. We will not discuss that clown when I come over here.
I only ask questions of my dad when it comes up because I'm not going to put it on him and force him to answer.
I'd like your daddy to read this article and tell me what he thinks of it.
But I just posed the question and say, well, what about this, Dad? What about this? Because the way he was portrayed to everybody, he was the next best thing. And nobody wanted to go the old way. So they just saw him as this new and exciting thing. And he was portrayed a certain way. And now that he's in the office, obviously he is nothing what he portrayed himself to be. But he is this person who wants to take over. Everybody that he appoints is a czar. They don't have to go through the questioning of Congress. So he puts people that only report back to him. And all these different parts of the government now.
The Russian goes on in this wonderful article and says, so it should be of no surprise that the American president has followed this up with a bold move of declaring that he and another group of unelected chosen stooges will now redesign the entire automotive industry and will even be the guarantee of automotive policies. This is a crying shame. That would be like me trying to build a rocket to the moon. Wait a minute. Let me. They'll probably take my high-powered motor car and give me a little box with four wheels on it that would get blown over by the Santa Ana wind.
You can turn in your jalopy for a new car that has the better mileage seal on it.
Man, forget that. Then this writer says, I am sure that if given the chance, they would happily try to redesign it for the whole of the world, too. In other words, this Russian says, I guess he's going to come over here and say, we're going to help redesign you so we can stop the world from melting.
Yeah.
Man, ain't this a mess?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Then it says Prime Minister Putin less than 2 months ago warned Obama and UK's Blair not to follow the path of Marxism. Can you believe this? An ex-Marxist warns
don't do it.
The American and the English socialist not to become a commie. He said, man, we just trying to survive that mess that we've been in. And you remember when Reagan was a president and Nixon
right. yeah.
and Eisenhower and everything, and they said, we got to fight this.
Right.
We can't let that come over here.
Right.
Now we know, yes, we can. Yes, we can. A bunch of stupid Mark. Wait a minute. And I don't mean to upset you. This is just a preacher venting. That's all. I'm venting. Breathe deep, Pastor John. I'm breathing. Listen, it only leads to disaster. That's what Putin told Obama. It only leads to disaster. Apparently, even though we suffered 70 years of this Western-sponsored horror show, see, this ex-commie is saying it like it is.
He knows how bad it can get.
We went through 70 years of a horror show, and these fools are still smiling when this... It only leads to disaster. All right, he says 70 years. He says, we know nothing as foolish, drunken Russians, so let our wise Anglo-Saxon fools find out the folly of their own pride. Ooh, I like that statement.
That's a great line.
That was a great line.
Those drunk Russians. You go ahead, Americans. Yeah.
You go ahead.
We told you what to watch out for.
We told you what you're doing now. Yes, we can. Yeah. Yes, we
Don't
can.
Don't listen to the drunk Russian. Go right ahead.
Then he says, again, the American public has taken this with barely a whimper, but a free man whimper. He says, so, would it be any surprise to discover that the democratically controlled Congress of America is working on passing a new regulation that would give the American Treasury Department the power to set fair maximum salaries, evaluate performance, and control how private companies give out pay raises and bonuses? Senator Barney Franks, this writer says, a social pervert.
Yeah.
Basking in his homosexuality. See, ooh, I like they press. They press talks about homosexuality.
Yeah, Barney Frank's boyfriend ran a brothel out of his house. And nothing happened to Barney Frank.
Lord Jesus, in the name of what?
As well as a couple years ago, but that's what Barney Frank says. His boyfriend ran a whorehouse, a man whorehouse, out of his apartment. And everybody knew about it. It all came out. And the guy's still, he's still in
a. And here this Russian in Pravda writing about it. Senator Barney Frank's a social pervert basking in his homosexuality, of course, amongst the modern enlightened American societal norm, as well as that of the general West. Homosexuality is not only a good, is not only not a look down upon life choice, but. Well, see, that's where the Russian's right, because he's dealing with the, let me speak it in Russian. Homosexuality is not only not a look down life of choice, but it is often praised as a virtue. That's what that clown tried to say earlier on this show. It's praised as a virtue, and his Marxist enlightenment led this effort. And you know, Barack Obama declared the month of June to be Gay Happy Month, this month. Then it says, he stresses that this only affects companies that receive government monies, but it is retroactive and taken to its logical extreme. This would include any company or industry that has ever received a tax break or incentive. The Russian owners of American companies and industries should look thoughtfully at this and at the option of closing their facilities down and fleeing the land of the red as fast as possible.
Yeah.
That's what the Russians are calling America,
yeah.
The land of the red. And if you really want to know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, Red Dawn, you need to see that movie. again. Then it says, in other words, divest while there is still value left. I'm wondering, where can I sell my house and go? That's what I'm trying to do. Then it says, the proud American will go down into his slavery without a fight, beating his chest and proclaiming to the world how free he really is. The world will only snicker. This article was written by a man called Stanislav Mishin. The article has been reprinted with the kind permission from the author and originally appears in the blog Matt Rodina. That's a great article. I'm going to keep this one. American Capitalism Gone with a Whimper. And this came out on 4/27/2009. Thanks, Mark. What a wonderful, wonderful article. America's had it. We're gone, friends. And
did you know that the government has taken over to tell how the cigarette companies can make cigarettes now?
Well, it's almost Soylent Green, man. That's what this stuff is. Man, these people are going to, hey, man, they're going
to
have us.
Tell them how to advertise, what they can do to it, where they can put in it. But they won't knock out nicotine.
Well, I know.
But they're telling them how they can do. They've taken over telling the cigarette companies how to do the cigarettes.
Now. You know what, Mark? This thing is so crazy. My prediction as a pastor, and I don't need to, you know, trying to scare anybody. I'm just going to say it because I don't want to go down in history as one that wouldn't tell them what they needed to hear. Before this thing goes out, it's going to be massive race wars in this country because one group of people is not going to be able to get something against another group, and they're going to start killing for it. And it's going to be a killer living where we live in the big cities.
Yes.
It is just going to be a mess. And
because it's almost setting, you know, tribe against tribe. If you say, you know,
yes,
the whites against the blacks.
See,
against the
because
Latinos,
in Russia,
it's making it a tribe thing.
Right. In Russia, everybody was white. Together. Everybody was right.
Yeah.
White in Russia, even though they had different languages in different parts of the country and stuff like that. But they were Russian. But here, America is made up of a bunch of immigrants
from all over. Yeah, the whole pot thing, you know.
Nah. When the black man going to want his food, and the Chinese going to want their food,
it's going to get rough.
Man, it's going to get rough. It is going to get rough, and there is where the only thing that I can, man, a year, if Pravda is giving us a year, we got less than that, man, because the big industries are shutting down, and then it's just going to be a domino effect, man, within 12
Microsoft
months.
Microsoft said if the certain tax codes go through that Obama wants to put through, they will dump America and move most of the business out of America because they won't be able to survive if the tax cuts go through. That's Microsoft. They're saying we're out if that stuff goes through.
And so all of our computers are going to get a virus and just flake out.
Because they'll have to, all those jobs here in America, people working at Microsoft, they'll all either have to move with them or you're going to lose your job because they're going to leave town.
Hey. I just leave with
because
them, man.
The companies won't be able to handle the tax codes that come through.
I would leave with them. I'd go to China somewhere and learn me some Chinese.
Get a hut and just work the fields.
Man, please. I'd try to take whatever money I got and get out of this. This thing is...
Learn how to throw a net into the water and get fish.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope y'all wasn't singing that mantra. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. I hope that you understand by listening to this presentation.
Somebody put him in office. Hey. So somebody was singing it.
Now you guys see why I got this home church thing up on my website. Meet in your homes and worship the Lord. Hold on to your money. Stop giving it to them people to buy all that stuff. This mess is going to end in less than a year. Or sooner, or a little after. Hold on to your money. I'm serious. America the beautiful, it was. It's now America the disgraceful. And it's going to take some real strong men standing up to take this country back. Don't get it twisted. I'm not talking revolution. I'm just talking about strong men to take the country back. because it's been hijacked by the socialists and the Marxists. When you got people in Pravda writing articles like that, well, there we are. Thank you for tuning in to the webcast. Speaking on behalf of Bob Klink, who's not here today, Mark Ramsey, thank you for showing up.
Thank you.
God bless you. Now, as soon as I shut down everything, we'll go in the other room and see if, let's go Lakers, if they beat that sorry team from Florida. Where are they from? Orlando. Oh, my goodness. Is there anything good? No, I better leave that alone before one of the Magic fans.
Yeah, before you check the score.
Yeah, before I check the score. No, I know Kobe's doing what he has to do. We're going to see. Whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, me and Mark would ask you to do this one thing. Stay into the word. God bless you. Good night.